Today is Ksu Tafes. We are on the up to the Mishnah on Zayin Amud Beis. About 7-8 lines to the bottom. Here we go. Says the Mishnah. Hamapeles Laor Shmonim Ve'echad. If a woman miscarried on the night of day 81, what on earth does that mean? That means as follows. We know that when a woman has a child, so she is tame for the first, depends if it's a boy or a girl. If it's a boy, she comes for 7 days. If it's a girl, she's tamea for 14 days. Then she's tahora for the next, if it's a boy, for the next 33 days. And if it's a girl, for the next 66 days. If it's man hazeh, it doesn't apply at all. Nobody can pass this in this Gemara at all. Today, it's just the opposite. The woman's not tahora at all. After the first, let's say, we're talking about a girl. Since the 14 days, she's tahora no matter what kind of damage she sees. That's completely not the halacha today. So, however, with lots of that. Then, on day number 80, right, so to the 66 plus 14, on day number 80, that's her last day. Then, on day number 81, now she's going to bring a carbon. And then she'll be back a regular person. She can be kudshim. Her tumah from 14 days ago will now end. The Gemara also recalls 66 days like one long day. One long day waiting for her to come to Hora. Okay? The dam is tahar during that time. Now, let's say during those 66 days she becomes pregnant. Right? Possible. Very possible. So it happens, and she miscarries on during those 66 days also. So what's the halacha? How many karbanos does she have to bring now? The answer is one. Why? Because you're lucky that it all happened during that one period of 66 days. Beis Hillel is going to, one of them, I forgot already, one of them is prepared to, let's say someone's supposed to come in. And they wait, whatever, and they don't go to the mikvah. Then they come tell me again. So every time they have to go to the mikvah. They do it once. Every time they have to go. Right? Let's say you go to the mikvah, you become tahor, then you become tummy again. Now you have to go again. Obviously. Right? So when do you have to only go once? When you've never gone yet. If you've never gone yet, one mikvah is gonna cover all your tumah. Right? That makes perfect sense. Make sense? What's that? Right. That's a separate issue. We're not talking about that issue. But we're talking about only Tuma now. And we're really talking about Karbanos. So, now on day 81, she's roy now to bring a new carbon. To bring a carbon to her. What if she miscarries the night before? Now the morning. Now she miscarries the night before. Now the morning comes. How many kavanos does she have to bring? One or two? That's this mission. What on earth is mission doing? The priest is not for. It's not for the priest. So, hamapeles laor shmonim ve'echad. If she miscarries on night 81, yeah. Right. Right. It is connected. It's just this has nothing to do with anything. It's connected to the previous mission. It has nothing to do with Christmas. Anyway, it doesn't make a difference. It's still here. Beishamai potrin. Beishamai minah carbon. Beishamai potters her from a second carbon. Who Beis Hillel mechayav. Beis Hillel says, no, she's chayav. Amru Beis Hillel Beishamai. I'll tell you why you're wrong, Beishamai. I'll tell you why she's chayav. Maishna or shmonim ve'echad miyom shmonim ve'echad. What's the difference between the night of day 81 and the day of day 81? What's the difference? Im shiuvel olatuma, if they're equal regarding tuma, lo yishvel ola carbon, shouldn't they be equal regarding carbon? In other words, Beis Shammai, you agree that day 81, if she becomes tame, she has to bring a second carbon. That you agree with that? Everyone agrees with that. Why? Because her tuma is over. It ends on day 80. So why is the night of 81 different than the day of 81? So Beis Shammai says, I'll tell you why it's different. Umrulahem Beis Shammai. No, it's not true. You know why the day is different? If she miscarries on the day, because now she woke up in the morning on day 81, she can now is right to bring a carbon. Therefore, she wakes up at 7 o'clock in the morning, and she miscarries at 10 o'clock in the morning, she could have brought a carbon already. Therefore, it's considered the second event, and therefore she has to bring a second carbon. But at the night before, she wasn't able to bring a carbon. Why? Because you can't bring a carbon at the night. Therefore, it's the same. That's what the machlokas is about. Says Beis Shammai, since at night, you're right. We hold the day follows the night follows the day. So the night, let's say it's a Monday night. Tuesday morning, Tuesday is the 81. So we hold Monday night, it's really Tuesday. Says Beis Shammai, not regarding carbonos, Monday night you can't bring a carbon. Tuesday morning you can bring a carbon. Therefore, if she miscarries Monday night, I consider it Monday, and Monday's day 80, and Tuesday's day 81, I consider the miscarriage part of the first 80 days, and therefore she could pass it with one carbon. Amrulahan Beis Hillel, wait a minute. Ba'alam ha'pelot yom shmon ve'echad, shechal yos b'shabbos tuchiyah. What if day 81 is a Shabbos? What if day 81 is a Shabbos? Says Beis Hillel, would you agree now that you can still get away with one carbon? Why? Shelo yatsa shah shiru lavi ba carbon? The chayevish carbon? Would you tell me, Beis Hillel, that if she miscarried on day 81, which is a Shabbat, which she can't bring her carbon, that she can get away now with one carbon? You can't agree with that. So Beis Hillel, of course I don't agree with that. Amru lehem Beis Hillel, yeah, because lo. If day 81 falls out on a Shabbos, even though she ain't a royal the carbon yachid, royal the carbon zibur, you're right, she can't bring the carbon on Shabbos. That doesn't mean it's not a man of carbon. It is a man of carbon zibur. If she miscarries on day 81, and day 81 of the Shabbos, of course she's going to bring a second carbon. No question about that. Tell my pals, what about the night before? She can bring a carbon at night no matter what you do. No carbonos are at night. Night is lazman carbon. Okay? And by the way, says Beis Shammai, the damim ain't a mochichim. Don't bring me a riot from going to the mikvah. Shama pelas, besoch, melos, damea, tmei, and upturmen a carbon. That if she got tamei again during the 66 days, she can go one mikvah is going to be good enough. Don't bring me a riot from that. Look at Rashi. Look at the last Rashi. Sh'atim omrim im shavalol toba ein mochichim lekarbon. Shaharei mapeles toch molos tameha tamein v'nei haleda v'enochayem in karbon cheni. Don't bring me a riot from the fact that she has to go to the mikvah only one time. That therefore, don't bring me a riot from that. Okay. Tanya. This is the only hard part of the daf today. Amru lahen Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. We're just going to restate what the machlokas is. That Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, Harehu Omer, it says in the Torah, Labat. Where's the Labat? It says in the Torah that, Umevelos you made to Hira, Lebeno Labat. So for some reason the word Labat is extra. Why it's extra? I don't know. They're both extra. They're really both extra. Larabos or Shmonim Ve'echad to teach you that says Beis Hillel. You know how I know now, really, that the night of 81 is a separate carbon? Not logic. It's not logic. The logic, I think the Shaman is more correct. Right? It's not logic. It's a positive. Why? This is not talking about miscarriages. This is talking about a miscarriage. That you have to bring another carbon. So, says Beis Hillel, you know what my makar is? My makar is a pasuk. A pasuk. Now, very difficult gemara here. Rav Hoshea, havishchiach kamei de bar kapara. Rav Hoshea used to learn by bar kapara. Then, Shavke, he left bar kapara, va'asa kamei de Rav Chia. And he went to go learn by Rav Chia. So, this is how I'm going to read Rashi. Yom achad, one day, pagabei. One day, Rav Hoshea bumped into his old Rebbe Bar Kapara. Okay? Old Rebbe Bar Kapara. and says to him as follows, Rebbe, I want to ask you,
I haven't been with you for a while, I've been learning by Rebbe, I'm learning by Rebbe now, let me ask you this shaila that came up by us. Tell me what you think. Ready for the shaila?
Bar Minei, so Rebbe Oshia asks old Rebbe Bar Kapara the following question. Zav, you have a Zav, Shara, Gimel, Rios, Belel, Ches, Ma, Beis Hillel, Omer, Bedavar Zeh. What would Beis Hillel say about this issue? Now, what's going on with a Zav? A Zav is a man, as opposed to a woman, a Zav is a man that sees three Re'iyas. Three Re'iyas of what? I don't know. But it's some kind of Re'iyas of Tumah, and it makes, not only does it make you Tumah, but it makes you Chayav to bring a carbon. Okay? Now, you have to, if you have these Re'iyas, by the way, the difference between a Zav and a Zavah, which we'll get into later, is that a Zav can see three Re'iyas even on one day. A Zavah, a woman, has to have them spread out over 3 days. But a Zav can even see three in one day. You see three in one day, you become what's called a Zav. You're tummy for 7 days. You have to bring a carbon. All that good stuff. Now, let's say you're counting 7 days, and day number seven at night, you see three Re'iyas again. Same child. Can you get away with one carbon? Or you have to bring a second carbon? And it's no shaila. And in the following morning, day number eight in the morning, you would have to bring a second carbon. Why? Because you're now tar. You've no longer tummy. Why? You counted 7 days. 7 clean days. The question is, what about the night before? The carbon you can push off. The carbon, you're all a carbon. The question is, you got to count 7 days again? That's the question. Matt, 1 second. Here, by my name, Zav Shira Gilmer Eos Belel Ches. In other words, after 7 days, that night. Ma Beis Hillel Omer Medavar Zeh. What would Beis Hillel say about that? Okay? Right. In other words, it's a carbon question. Can you get away with one? You could. You said the same thing by the miscarriage. What would be different between the miscarriage and here? There's some and nothing. However, Beis Hillel, that's my question. Why? Tamayo de Beis Hillel, Bapelas, Belaila, Mishav de Ksiv Labas. The reason why by a miscarriage we're going to say a second carbon. Why? Because we had the word Labas. That was by miscarriages. That wasn't by adults. So maybe that's only limited to cases of miscarriages. Avolzov, Shira, Gilmo, Riz, Belel, Chaz, Patri. He would be Potter for bringing a second carbon. Why? Because then he would agree with Beishamai Tzvara. You can't bring a carbon at night. And the lo miyashmi krav. There's no pasuk. Oh, dil maloshna, or maybe no difference. That was my suffering. My old Rebbe, what do you think of that kasha? You impressed with that kasha? You impressed with that kasha? Amalei bar kapara, ma bavli omer davar zeh. Which Babylonian came up with that question? Right, Rashi says he's insulting him. Right? No, he doesn't say that. But that's that. Oh, but yeah. Bavli, Rav Chia Olami Bavel, right? Right? Basically, it's an insult. Ishtik Rav Hoshia Lo Amar Klum. Rav Hoshia didn't have an answer back for that one. Amale, then he said, who said? Rav Hoshia said, right? According to the Sheet of Mekubetsa, this is Rav Hoshia talking. Bar Kapara Srichin Ledivre Aya. Bar Kapara, you need Rav Chia. You need Rav Chia's Torah, especially over here, to answer this question. Why? Nachzer al Rishonos. Let's review. Let's start from the beginning. Right? It says Bar Kapara. Reu Omer. Labas. It says the word Labas. Larabos or Shmon of the Echad. The word Labas, according to Beit Hillel, includes the night of 81. Okay? What does it mean to include the night of 81? It requires a separate carbon. Why? Why does it require? Does anyone follow? Yes, okay. It requires a separate carbon. Why does it require a separate carbon? A special limud. Now, name a kitanoi. If you think about it, Bar Kapara, it's really a machlokas tanoi. Why? Because there's two brises. If one says, Zav Shra Gimel Barios Belel Ches, if a Zav sees three Rios on the night of day number 8, right? In other words, the night going into day 8, Tani Chada maybe. One brise that says, he brings a separate carbon, but Tani Idach Ena maybe. And one brise that says, he does not bring a separate carbon. So my love, Tanoihi, isn't it a machlokes? I also get a resolve. Obviously it's a machlokes. Daha, the Tanya, maybe. To one who says, you bring a separate carbon, kasavar holds, laila ein mechusar zman. Yeah, the fact that it's night, you can't bring a carbon at night, but that's not considered mechusar zman. It's not considered that. Baha, the Tanya, ein maybe. And the one who holds, no way, you cannot bring, you don't have to bring a separate carbon. That's like, well, that was Bishamai, by the way. Kasavar, laila mechusar zman. Okay? So far, so good? Amar of Yehuna, Bar Acha, Amar Belazar, Hani Tanoi, Savri, Laila Mechusas Man. No, everybody holds. Nobody holds Laila's appropriate time. Nobody holds that. Everybody holds Laila's Mechusas Man. So if Laila's Mechusas, everyone holds that. By the way, it is Mechusas Man. You can have a machlokis about that. It is Mechusas Man. You cannot bring a carbon at night. Everyone holds Mechusas Man. But what are they arguing about? If whether you bring one or two, so isn't Beishamai right? You only have to bring one. Why? After all, it's because it's man. Baha, the Tanya, maybe. The one who says you bring a carbon, you know why you bring one? Very simple. Because Pizav Balbez Rios. Because the Zav that we're talking about still now was a guy who only saw two Rios. What does that mean, he only saw two Rios? He saw two Rios either on one day or over 2 days. What did that make? What did that happen? What were the consequences of those two Rios? The consequences were no carbon. He has to count 7 days with no carbon. So he wasn't bringing the carbon regardless. He wasn't bringing the carbon. Now, he has three Rios on the night of day number eight. Now he's got to bring a carbon. After all, he has three Rios. That's why he's bringing a carbon. Forget the first 7 days. He wasn't bringing a carbon for that anyway. Now he got three Rios. Umar, Bahazatani, A, maybe. And the one who says you don't bring, Bal, Bizav, Bal, Gimel Rios. He already had to bring one. He already had to bring one. Now, the night before he had three Re'ez, it doesn't change anything. Why? Because it doesn't change. Why doesn't it change anything? Because the night was not a proper spot. So therefore, he gets away with only having to bring one carbon. What? Exactly. They're not parallel at all. So it's not a machlokas tanoim. It's a different scenario. And 1 minute. Zav Balbez Re'ez, Maila Memra. What's the chiddush of that? That's olive base. What kind of chiddush is that? That a guy doesn't have to bring a carbon if he has two re'ez? I know that. That's olive. It's in the Torah. And by the way, if he has three re'ez the night before he has to bring carbon, it's also olive base. What kind of chiddush is that? Hakamash Malan, Dafka Ra Belelchet. That Bedafka, that if he saw three re'ez on the night of day number eight, that's when he has to bring a carbon. Avol b'yamama d'zayin lo. But if he saw three re'ez on the day of number seven, on the day of day seven, in other words, the day lo, he would not have to bring, the re'ez would not be mitzdari. Why? Kasavar, because he holds, this person holds, kol re'ea shesoseres, 1 minute. Kasavar, this holds, kol re'ea shesoseres, eno maybe l'de carbon. Any time your 7 day count is going to become uprooted, like over here, right? In other words, he had two re'ez. He's counting now 7 days. What happens if on day number seven he has three re'ez? He gets to start all over. Not only that, this price holds that if you have them during the day, ein medil de carbon, right? Why? Because any time your 7 day count gets uprooted, you don't have to bring the carbon. So since, yeah, that's a big chiddush. A huge chiddush. Why does he hold that? I don't know. Right? Therefore, if you saw them at night, Monday's day seven, you saw them Monday night, that doesn't uproot the count, we already talked. But what? It's not part of the 7 days. But it's live, it's not as man. Make a difference. So three Re'ez. Right? Now you have to bring a carbon. It's after the time. The chiddush of that is that if had it been during the day, he still wouldn't bring a carbon. I have three Re'ez. Yeah, this is a very, very unusual Tana who holds that any time you break up the 7 day count, there is no carbon. Why is that? I don't know. Okay?
And it won't uproot the cow.
Right.
Only according to him. So far good?
Okay.
Amar Rava. B'mayo kimta lahotatanya ein mevi b'zav bal gimel ri'os. If that's true, that if you hold, let's say a guy has to bring a carpet. And now what happened? The night of day number 8, Monday night, going into Tuesday, gets 3 ri'os. So what do we say? He does not have to bring a separate carpet. Why not? Because no harm really. Why? Because it was not his man for a carbon. He already had to bring a carbon anyway. He gets a break. So later, that on that test tomorrow we're going to learn chamisha hamevin carbon echad al averus harbe. There are 5 people that can bring 1 carbon for a lot of averus. So then why isn't this on that list? We know the rule that we all know, we've been learning throughout Shas, that every time you have a unawareness, you get a separate carbon. Right? So there are 5 exceptions to that. So why isn't this on that list? It's not really a kapara, but not really a chadis, but it's the idea. So why isn't this on that list? So you know what the answer is? It says Gemara, delo sika, because it's not always automatic. Why? Damar b'yochanan, ra achas balayla. What if you had 1 ri'i at night, ubeis bayom, and then 2 ri'i the next day? Then, maybe, then you will bring a second carbon. Why? Yeah. Night number 8, no, it's Monday night. Monday night you have 1 ri'i. Tuesday morning, it's day number 8, you have 2 ri'i. What would be the case then? Then you would bring a separate carbon. What? What do you mean? Correct. What? One at night. That's the case. Raw achas balayla, the night, and shtayim bayom. You wouldn't have to bring a separate carbon. Why? Ah, shtayim bayom. But what about shtayim balayla? What if you had 2 at night? The achas bayom. Then maybe. Then you would not bring a separate carbon. What's going on here? The halacha is like this. We have a dove. Right? He has 1 ri'iyah. What's 1 ri'iyah? You go to the mikvah. It's like a balkari. So let's say you have 1 ri'iyah. Now, I'm waiting. Am I going to get a second ri'iyah? I don't know. You know. Maybe, yeah. Maybe I have no idea. So then you get the second one. Right? Yeah, but I get the third one? I don't know. It's not in my control. Right? We don't know what the difference is. We're going to see it later on. There's no such thing as ba'onet. It's only ba'onet. You can't cause it to happen. Either it happens or doesn't. There's no. I don't know. Am I get the third one? I have no idea. So the night of the set, day, Monday night, you get 1 ri'iyah. What is that? So basically, it's like a balkari. Now, the next day, the count starts over. Count starts over. Now you see 2 then. So you have to drink a separate carbon. You get 3 ri'iyahs. You get 3 ri'iyahs in a 24-hour period. Monday night and 2 Tuesday morning. You have 3 ri'iyahs. However, you can't now piggyback on the one carbon. What if it's the other way around? What if there's 2 Monday nights? And then 1 Tuesday morning. Now you can piggyback. Why? Because Rove was at night. Says Rava. You know, that's why I sat on that list. Because it's so complicated. It's not a simple rule. We had a question. Why is it on the list tomorrow's dot about 5 people that bring 1 carbon for many issues? It's not so simple. That's why it's not on that list. What? Okay. Beis balayla achas b'yom ein mevi. Okay, fine. Amar Rabbi Yosef teda. I'll bring you a riot. Achas balayla ubeis b'yom mevi. That 2 at night, 1 at night, and 2 the next day. You have to bring your own. Why? Daria Rishona Shikhmazera Ba'alma. 1 Ri'i at night, that's no different than Shikhmazera. What happens? All right, you have some kind of tumma on you. You got to go to the mikvah, that's all. Vilu Chazi Tarzan Akhminasa Mitztarfalu. Yeah, then the 2 the next day are going to be Mitztarf, so you can bring a separate carbon. But clearly it's a separate carbon. Umber of Sheshit Sprayed of Idi Midi area. How could you compare the 2? Ri'i Rishona Shalzav Chazia Bizman Chiyuva Achaz Balayla. Well, wait a minute. That's true when you have 1 ri'iyah. But if you have 1 ri'iyah followed by 2 ri'iyahs,
Kibun de lav zman chiyuva, chaziya. I don't know what's going on here. 4 minutes. Riya rishona shel zav. I'm starting over. Amar of sheish debrei davidi. Midi iria. Can you compare those two? Riya rishona shel zav. The first riya of zav. Chaziya bezman chiyuva. Achas balayla. I'm sorry. Kama. Chaziya bezman chiyuva. The first riya that you saw, right? Now, achas balayla, one at night, kivan de lav zman chiyuva chaziya, since it wasn't a zman, e lav de ashmina Rabbi Yochanan mitzarev, had not Rabbi Yochanan told us, hav amina lo mitzarev, a little mitzarev. I would have thought it doesn't combine. Fine. So that might not be a riot. The case of the zav of the one might not be a riot, but it's not halacha anyway. Now, umina Rabbi Yochanan laila mechus zman, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold at night? Table along. Bummer of Chizkia, Nitma Biyom, maybe. This is talking about a nazir. A nazir that becomes Tameh also has to wait 7 days. Now what happens to a nazir? He's waiting 7 days, and then what? Right. And then, Nitma Bayom, he becomes Tomei day number 8. Then maybe he has to bring a separate carbon. However, Balayla, the night before, Eino maybe, doesn't have to be. Why not? Same answer. Laila's Lamo is Machusa's man of a carbon. Therefore, it's okay, he'll be able to get away with one carbon. However, Biyokan Amar, I feel a Balayla maybe. Even that, he brings a separate carbon. And why is that? It doesn't make any sense according to Biyokan. So the Gemara answers, Ki Kamar B'Yochanan. When did B'Yochanan say, Ki Kamar B'Yochanan, Shtayim B'Layla B'Achas B'Yom, Eino Mevi. When did B'Yochanan say, if you see two at night, and one the next day, you don't bring a carbon, with Divrei Ha'omer Mechusizman. That's according to them, but according to me, I hold a Stam Mechusizman, I wouldn't require this, that's if I had Nazir, I hold differently. So Divrei Ha'omer Pshita, is that obvious? The Gemara answers, Ro'achas b'laylu shtayim b'yom itzrichalei. Now the case only saw one at night and two the next day. Mazatema, I would have thought, kivon d'lav zman chiyuva k'chazilei. Since you saw it as man, where they can't combine, it's not chazi for a carbon, why not? Because it's at night, only saw two, lo titzdarev, it shouldn't combine, kamash malan, they are mitzdarev, and therefore you have to bring another carbon. Okay, that was quite difficult. Okay, next Mishnah. Ha'isha, we know that every time a woman has a baby, she has to bring a carbon. What does that carbon consist of? It consists of two birds. One is a chatos, and one is an ola. Okay? Now, Ha'isha she'esh ole ha'safek. She has a safek. Hey ledos. She has a safek. She miscarried 5 times. And she doesn't know, did I miscarry a child? Or just nothing? Too early to be a child. I don't know. So it's a suffix. So, Isha suffix, hey ledos, suffix hey zivos, right? Or is it just, because if it's not a ledo, then it's a zivos. So she doesn't know. So now here's the story. Mevi a carbon echot, she brings one carbon, v'ocheles bizvachim, then she's mutter to eat kachim, ve'ein hashar oleha chova, and she doesn't have no more obligation. There's no more obligation on her. Chamesh zivos vados. However, if she had to bring 5 vadais, v'chamesh ledos vados, right? Or 5 definite children. The 5 children running about that. She just never brought karbanos because she didn't know anything. Now, maybe carbon echad ro'chelas b'zvachim. She could bring one carbon. That will be enough to let her eat kachim. However, hashar le'achova. She still owes 4 karbanos. Okay? Got that? That's going to be a key rule. She owes 5 karbanos. She has 5 kids. She never brought anything. She lives in Kentucky. Now she comes to Israel, she can bring 5 karbanos. All she has to do is bring one. Bringing one will let her eat kachim, and she owes the other 4. Okay? Now, Maisa, there was a story, that a pair of birds went up in price. For a Zav, Bedina Zahav, a gold coin. It was very expensive. And Amar Rav Shimon Amliel, Hamon Azeh, I swear, Lo Olin Halayla, I'm not going to go to sleep at night, Ad Shiyye, Dinarim, until they go down in price, right? Besof, Nichnat, Lebezdin, Belimed, Rabbi Shimon went into the yeshiva and taught the following din. Ha'isha Shiyeshala, Chamesh Ledos Vados, or Chamesh Divos Vados, if one would owe five korbanos, she can bring one, that's all. The Ein Hashar Lechova, and she doesn't know anymore. You know what? The price went down. He asks Rashi, how on earth should make a law against the Torah? Halacha is, yeah, 05. How can he say Shulchan 05? So, Rashi, on the left side over there, it's the last, right on the left side there, before the lines, it's way up on top. Even though he was Mekel, Es Lasos Hashem. Who? It's an emergency. The Chacham has the power. You hear this? The Chacham has the power to suspend halachas. Shel Male Lo Yimtzu. If not for this din, if they wouldn't have made this takana, Yachta Lumi Lahavi Afilu Echad. They won't even bring one. I can't afford it. I'm not bringing any. Listen, I'd love to keep the Torah, but it's crazy prices. Therefore, the Yochlu B'Kadshim B'Tumas Aguf. She's not going to stop eating Kadshim. Pesach is coming. She's eating the Karban Pesach. And she's coming. She can't. Right? You hear this unbelievable Rashi? Tosas argued. Tosas, no. Somehow he gets the whole thing to the Durabanan. He got it down to the Durabanan. Shimon can make a din to suspend the din Durabanan. That he can do. Suspend the Raisa. Unbelievable Rashi says that. Okay? Next, Tanur Rabbanan, Chamesh Ledos Vadai, Chamesh Zivos Suffik. What if you have five Vadais and five Suffiks? Oh, or Chamesh Ledos Vadai, the Chamesh Ledos Suffik, or the Ledos themselves are a Vadai and a Suffik. Maybe a Shtei Kinim. Think you have two. One's a Vadai, one's a Suffik. You have to bring at least two pairs, even though your Suffik are five of them. Right, your suffix of five of them. So it doesn't make a difference. As we said in the Mishnah, if you have a suffix of five, one's enough. So achat ala vaday, one pair on the vaday, the achat ala suffix, and one pair on the suffix. Shel vaday, the vaday, necheles. What happens to the vaday? The kahanim eat it. Why? Because it's a vaday. And vashar oleh kechova. And the other four you still owe. However, shel suffix, on the suffix, ein or necheles, the kahanim cannot eat the birds. Why can't they eat them? Because it's a suffix, and since it's malika, it's a suffix of eating treif, right? But it's the malika, so it's an avela. Ein ashar ole achova, but you don't have to bring anything else, because that's the rule. One can pater for five suffix. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, al vadai, on the vadai, tomer. You tell the woman, Al Ha'achrona, this carbon that you're bringing is on the last one, on your last child. V'tipater, and you don't have to bring any more. You don't have to bring any more. That's it, you're good. Shel Safek, on the Safek, Im Yesh Vazai Beinehem, you have five Safek. Is one of them a Vazai? If that's true, Tomar, tell her, Al Ha'vadai. Bring the other pair for the Vadai. V'tipater. And then you're putter. You don't have to bring any more. V'yom lav, and if they're all suffix, tomar alachas mehen, tell her it's regarding one of them, piti putter on your putter. Rabbi Akiva Omer, bein ala vaday, bein ala suffix, whether it's a vaday, whether it's a suffix, tomar alachas mehen, tell her that's only for one of them, piti putter, and she doesn't have to bring any more. Now, what on earth is this talking about? We're going to Rabbi Akiva. So, Amr Leib, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Papa, Eim alach mishmei derava, Hanit tonight, but my plea. What are they arguing about? So here we go. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri medami lahon lechatos. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri compares these cases to a case where a woman has to bring five chatoses. He turned the light on Shabbos five times, knowing it was Shabbos. He forgot it. Five chatoses. Demand the chayiv chamish chatos. of when a person has to bring five chatzoses, Ad-demaisi kulam. He has to bring all five. And by the way, v'sof mechapele. Only the last one works. Right? Let's say you bring four. Did you get a kapara yet? No. Right? Hachanami lo shna. Here too, it's no different. Right? You have to bring five. You owe the rest. But you tell her, only the last one's working for you, lady. You tell her that. So you tell her that. Only the last one's going to work. Until you bring all of them, only the last one's going to work. Now, can you eat kachim? Yeah, that's a cool. We'll let you eat kachim. Did you get a kapara from Hashem? No. Rabbi Akiva, medami lahon l'tvilos. Rabbi Akiva compares it all to going to the mikvah. The man to mechayev chamesh tvilos. Guys, woman has to go to the mikvah five times. For 5 months, she didn't go. How many times does she have to go? Once. Kiva, the tavol chada zimna, entire. Once you go once, you're tired. Hachanami loshna. So to tell the woman, you have to bring only one carpet. You bring one carpet, you're all good. Right? That's what the machlokes is about. So Gemara says, wait a minute. According to Rabbi Akiva, makes sense. Wait a minute. Esau kadaita shibyochad benir lachatas medami lahon. If you then amai shall suffik karmar lachat everything pata. Why are you telling you only to bring one? Right? Ilu mande mechayev chamesh ashamos tuluyin kimaisi chad mi mifter. One's enough. One wouldn't be enough. What's going on here? Right? Botanya dakal kol shechalukim bechatas chalukim ashamos. You have to bring five. What do I have to tell every one? Ella, rather, the kuliyama l'tvilos madami lahu. Everybody holds we compare it to tvilos. Everybody holds that. So if everybody holds that, why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri tell her that? The choshen l'pshia kamiflagi. We're arguing about whether we're choshesh for a pshia. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri sabar choshen l'pshia. We're choshesh for a pshia. What does that mean? Look at the top Rashi. Im lo hatzricha lomer alach rona ani mevia. If you don't tell her that the last one is the one that counts, te svura. Below Yehu Ashar Olechova, she'll uti pasha below Tiviyam. She won't bring any. We're afraid she won't bring any. Uvachim itzdrachas la lomar lachrona ni mevia. When you tell her the last one counts, Yada Ashar Olechova, she'll know I still owe four because I was told only the last one counts. Aval al suffik shen Ashar Olechova. But when it's suffik where that isn't true. Maybe you don't have to tell her that. You tell her that to make sure she brings at least one. You don't tell her anything; she won't bring anything. So you tell her we're afraid she'll be a pshish; she won't bring it. But if you tell her, by the way, you're not going to get a kapara to bring the last one. At least one she'll bring. Far fetched chash. Rabbi Akiva says, "Lo choshen l'pshia." Not choshen for that. Therefore, as the rule is, it's like tvila; one is good enough. Tell her that. Bring one. Okay? Hajar alach shalosh v'sheish. Hajar alach shalosh v'sheish. Hajar alach shalosh v'sheish. We have 5 minutes, 7 minutes to do the remaining amen. It's not hard at all. Arbaa mechutz v'kapara. There are four people that require a kapara, not even for a ches. They didn't even do anything wrong. However, arbaa mevi'in al adadam kishogim. There are also four people that have to bring a carbon, even if they did something amazing, just like a shogeg. Who those four are, that's not today. Beilehem mechutz kapara. These are the four people that have to bring karbanos. Until they bring karbanos, they cannot eat any kachim. Who are they? Azav, azava, a yoledes, and a mitzora. To say that a mitzora didn't do anything wrong is difficult, but it's a different kind of doing something wrong. It's a different parsha. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara gets tzaras. They weren't warned. They didn't have a srah. None of that. It's a different category. We all understand it's a different category. Zav, you're led, is certainly a different category. Right? There's a medrash that says, she cursed, I'm never going to have children again. That, she wasn't warned for that either. That, not every woman says that. Right? It's a hard. At the end of the day, Zav certainly didn't do anything wrong. Right? What's the story? These four people, the Torah said. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Ger mechusar kapara ad shezizor b'lov adam. A Ger also, same story. He's mechutzar kapara till he's mechutzar. He can't eat kachim till he becomes a Jew. Nazir of tumaso to drink wine, to be able to become tamei again, and to shave his hair also has to be a carbon. Okay, now the Tanakhava doesn't dispute those two.
a ger and a nazir, you'll see why they're not on the list. Now, Maishna Zav and Zava. A Zav and a Zava are counted separately, male and female. Why? Dimani Lahon Batrain. They counted twice. Of these four people, a Zav and a Zava are counted twice. Why? Mishum de Chaluka Tumaso. Because the tombs are different. You know why? The Zav Lama Tame Ba'onis. A Zav does not become Tame Ba'onis. Does not become Tame Ba'onis. And what does it mean doesn't become Tame Ba'onis? A Zav can only become Tame. He ate something, or he thought something. Not Ba'onis. Not just a free thing. And a Zava, even Ba'onis. And also, the Zava Lama Tame Ba'onis can be Yamim. A Zava cannot be become Tame by Re'eos, rather by days. By a Zav, it goes by Re'eos. If you see three Re'eos, even in one day, you become a Zav. By a Zava, it has to be over 3 days. Titania, Mibib Saro, Velo Machmat Onso. Not because of some outside external event. Not because someone said boo to you in the attic and you got frightened. No. Umatame bi Re'eos kibiyamin. And a Zav is Matame Re'eos like days. Titania, Halakasa vs. Zachar bi Re'eos. By a male, we go by Re'eos. By a female, we go by days. B'zava. What about a zava? Matame ba'ones. She becomes even by ones. Well, over time, b'ri'os can be yamim. We don't care about ri'os, we care about days. So, matzora u'matzora, nami chalukim mitumatra. A male matzora and a female matzora are also different. Why? The matzora ta'an prio prima. A matzora is not allowed to, what does it mean? Not allowed to shave his hair. Not allowed to take shave. And he has to wear torn clothing. And dichtiv, begadav yi perumim, his begadav should be torn like an oval. Barosha yi perua, and his hair can't be cut like an oval. Ba'asa b'tashma shamita, he's not allowed to have relations. B'mitzoras, eino ta'una priyo prima, she doesn't require those dinim. Titania, ein li'ela ish, isha menayin, how do I know a woman? Kishu omer, hatzerua, harei kan shnayim. That there's such a thing as a female mitzora. That's all we learned from that passage. The female mitzora. Imke matam alomar ish, why don't say ish? Nitzku akasiv le'inyan shalmai le'inyan shalmata. To tell you like this, lomar ish prub, ein isha pura forever. Umutaris b'tafesh b'tashma shamita. And by the way, a female mitzora is mutar b'tashma shamita. Shinamar v'yeshem b'chutz l'ahala shivas yomim. Only a man has to go outside the house. Lo b'chutz ahala, not outside her house. So what do you see? Hilkach nedin hu betrain. How come we don't count the mitzora separately? Gemara answers, Zav v'zava, ikar tumas and chalukah. The main tum is different. Here, mitzara mitzaraz, in ikar tumas and chalukah, the main tum is not different. Rather, hai v'hai kigrisu. They both have the size of a grit of a mitzaraz to make them tameya, to make them tame. What is different? Detail. That doesn't require its own category. Therefore, mitzara is one category. You like that answer? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Ger Mechutzer. Now, if Tana Kama, my time, below Tani Ger, why does Tana Kama put the Ger on the list? Doesn't he agree that a Ger can't eat Kachim until he brings a carbon? So Gemara says, yeah, Ki Kana Tani Midan, the Mishri, Lamecham Bakachim. I'm talking about people that are able to eat Kachim, and now something happened to them and they can't eat Kachim. However, Ger, he couldn't eat Kachim yesterday. He wasn't able to. Ki Kamaisi Carbon, Lach Shuri Nafshe Lameel Bakahal. He's bringing a carpet to become to the kahal. That's completely different. Right? You didn't see the difference? We're talking about people that were able to eat kachim. That's something happened to them, they can't eat kachim. Now, when can they eat kachim? When they bring a carpet. A ger could never eat kachim. What about a nazir? My taima, lotani. Because self nazir, nami, ki maisi carbon, what's he bringing a carpet for? Lashturye lemeshtri yayin dechulanu. So he can drink wine. Wine isn't kachim. Rabbi Lazar Dikani Nazir, Lemishri Nafshe, Nifni Nazi Nazir Tame. Why did he mention a Nazir? At the end of his days, how about this one? How about a Nazir who was counting another for 6 months? In the middle of 6 months he became Tame. Now he has to go to the mikvah and bring a carbon. So why isn't that Nazir on the list? Only the Nazir at the end is on the list. The answer is Ki Kamaisi Carbon, Lemechal Nazir is the Tairu. No, I'm talking about a guy, a Nazir, who will bring a carbon and then become Tar. Not to bring a carbon to continue the 6 month count. I'm not talking about that kind of nazir. Tana Rabbanan, Ger Mu'ukav Lecha Kachim, a ger can't eat Kachim, Ad Chiyavi Kino, until he brings his pair of birds. Hevi prayed to Achas Shachris, if he brings one bird in the morning, Ochal Kachim L'Erev,
He could eat already that night, as long as he brings the bird at a later date. Called Tinam Shabbat Torah, every pair in the Torah, Echad Chatas the Echad Ola, are always a Chatas and an Ola, Khan, but over here, Shteim Ola, by a Ger, they're both Olas. Hevi Chavatsum and a Behema Yata. Or a Ger could bring one animal. Olu Shlom Yata. He brings an Ola and a Shlom Yata. Why is the Yata? Because there's an Ola in the picture. Mincha Shlom Lo Yata. A Mincha and a Shlom is not Yotze. Why not? Because there's no Ola. Lom Rukain El Lahakil. So why do we give him a chance to bring a pair of birds? We want to make him cheap. We want to be cheap on the guy. We want to be cheaper for him. Maishna Mincha Shlom Delo Yata. Why can't he bring a Mincha or Shlom? The Chiv could have said, Kasher Tasu Kain Yata. Ma'atem Olu Shlom Ab Ger Olu Shlom. Just like by Har Sinai, you brought an Ola or a Shlom in. So too, for a Ger, you have to bring an Ola or a Shlom in. So then you can only have to bring a behema, or papa, yishlomer ov, lezabe laolos. You can bring a bird. It says, oh, if you can even, they can even bring a bird. Behema lo kol shkin, behema for sure. Yachay afilu mincha nami, so why can't I bring a mincha? The Gemara says, miyakra kain. It's the Torah, kain. That a mincha, only these and not a mincha. We're in the middle of the story. We're going to end up explaining why it is that it won't by our sin. We became Ger, we brought an Ola and a Shlamim. Well, how come a Ger can't bring a Shlamim, only an Ola? So we'll stop right here. It's the second to last line for Ola, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.